I used to hate working here. The office is testosterone-filled. All the guys hated me for getting such a cushy job, for being above their ranking. After all, I was the boss's stepdaughter, newly graduated and 20 years younger than some of them. I tried hard to win them over, to show them how efficient I was. I tried to politely ask them to do the tasks that I set them. They didn't make an effort on purpose, knowing I'd get the slack from my stepdad, and they hoped I'd get fired. Things came to a head when I flipped out on Jonathan. He flat out refused to do what I asked him. I was so pissed. We got into a shouting match in the conference room. All five of my other employees were there. Thankfully, my stepdad took the day off, letting me handle things. I handled things badly. I was angry, so tempered. I raised my hand to him. Oh, such a foolish mistake. He was quick, and he grabbed my wrist, bent my arm around my back, and then spun me around and pinned me against the conference room wall. Then he spanked me. He said, since I liked slapping so much, that he'd slap my ass in front of everybody. And he did, multiple times. And everyone cheered him on. No, I don't like it. Please, why are you laughing? It's freaking funny. No, I don't like it. Okay, I like it a little. No, oh no, please don't lift my... Oh no. Please don't lift my skirt up. Ah! My arm! Okay. He lifted my skirt, and he showed my lacy whites off to the whole conference room. The other guys gasped, and Jonathan laughed at my helplessness. He proceeded to pull my panties down and bend me over. Panties around my ankles. He told me that I must have enjoyed it. A lot, because I was soaking, and everybody could see. They groaned when Jonathan spread my lips, and I whimpered in embarrassment and pleasure. He ran his fingers through my wetness, and moaned in delight, and they all started to call me a slut, and encouraged Jonathan. Please! Please! Yet? Yes, I like it. I'd like everyone to see my pussy. Oh, please. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, your fingers are so thick. Jonathan lifted me, and he pulled me to stand and moved me over to the conference room table. He slipped his tongue into my mouth. And I responded enthusiastically. He knew he had me. Knew that I loved letting everybody see my arousal. So he told me to strip. Because he knew I would. I did. I took off everything. I was left nothing but my heels. And he told me to lie down on the table and spread my legs. I did that too. I led there with my back on the cold table. My legs dangling off the end, my bare pussy on show to all my employees. I waited for what was going to happen next. What? You want me to touch myself? Okay. Fast. By now, they had all got their cocks out of their slacks. They were stroking themselves slowly while they watched me get off. They'd all encouraged me. It didn't matter if they were married or twice my age, or that I was the boss's daughter, or their boss too. Yes, I'm horny. I'm so turned on. Oh, yes, I like you all watching me. Oh, please. Yes, yes, Jonathan. Oh, I want to be fucked. I want to be felled. Oh, my God, yes, you're so big. Wider. This wide. Open up. Okay. The newbie Scott stroked my clit and he brought me close to orgasm, and Lee proceeded to bang me hard. Legs wrapped around him, my heels digging into his ass. And at the same time, the married, older David fucked my mouth. Before I could come, Lee grunted and came deep inside me. David came down my throat, and Scott came over my tits, rubbing his cum into my sweaty skin. They sat down, breathless, satisfied. And watched as Chris, Mike, and Jonathan took their places. But instead, Mike and Jonathan took turns using my mouth. And Chris fucked me over excitedly and came pretty soon, pulling out his medium-sized cock and spurting all over my stomach. And Scott rubbed all that cum in too. He seemed to like that. Jonathan saved his monster cock for last, pushing it inside me, pushing out all the other wetness. Let me adjust to his size, and then fucking me hard. Oh my God, holy shit! Oh my God, fuck, you're so big! Please, Jonathan! I'm gonna... From then on, I knew just how to convince my employees to do their work.